New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great. Team first. Team last. Team always.
Well, the Giants' final practice at training camp is in the books. Nearly 3 weeks of hard work, and the Giants are heading back to New Jersey for their preseason game against the Jets coming your way on Saturday night. Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live, everybody. My name is John Schmelk. As everyone decides to go home and is trying to leave Albany, one guy is coming up to Albany for the first time. Bob Papa, welcome back from across the Atlantic.
John, it's great to be here, and, I got a chance to see the Parliament Building a lot, and Big Ben, and the London Eye, and got the tower here in Albany, so
same thing.
It's good. It's good to be here, though.
By the way, we are taking your calls all show long at 518-437-3774. Also, send in your questions via Twitter to hashtag GiantsChat. And Bob, the Giants did get some unfortunate news today, and that's Sean Rogers. He's going to be lost to the season. He's dealing with a blood clot issue in his leg, something that's pretty serious.
Yeah, it is a serious thing. And I think, they were kind of hoping with Sean Rogers, the role that they'd get out of him was, 10 to 12 snaps during the course of the season. I mean, he's a gigantic man. And to get him to clog up the middle, and I thought he would play a good role for the New York Giants. But obviously, only one preseason game in the books. You know you're not going to have him. You move on. During the course of August, there'll be other transactions in the NFL. The Giants, I'm sure, will be able to find guys to fill out the roster spot as they move forward. But it's a loss for the team.
And defensive linemen are dropping like flies at this point. Martin Parker, herniated disc. He's out. You have Justin Trouteau still trying to get back from that heel, foot, and ankle injury. And then another piece of, we'll see if it's bad news, but Marvin Austin is back in New York today getting tests on his back at the hospital for special surgery. And if he has some back issues, they're really down to just a couple guys at defensive tackle here with Canty's knee injury. The only guys left are Linville Joseph and Rocky Bernard, and then a couple of young guys like Dwayne Hendricks and Marcus Kuhn.
Yeah, and Marcus Kuhn, I think, is a very interesting player because he's got real raw ability and he's very talented, and he's kind of a guy that maybe his development might have to get sped up, by necessity. But I think, again, when you look at the NFL and you look at the waiver wire and you look at transactions that happen every year, the Giants will find some guys that they can fill in and supplement. But it's obviously an area of concern for them.
Now, the fans have not been able to talk to Bob Pop at all for about 3 weeks. They're very excited to get on the line here.
On Twitter they have, though.
They have, but not...
They've gotten me a Twitter.
But not face-to-face,
voice-to-voice.
No, not face-to-face. Here we go. 518-437-3774 to our phones. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ed calling from Maryland.
Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, two questions. First one's about Eli and the Giants offense. He had a great year last year. Everybody's saying he had a great season, but to me, he still threw too many picks, 16, which is one pick a game. I want to know from you guys, what is he doing in training camp now to cut down on his picks? Is he doing any different drills? And can he reach that the MVP status this season and get us to 14 wins or even more?
Well, and I'll tell you what, I thought Eli was pretty close to MVP status last year, but what's your second question? All right, looks like we lost Ed, Bob, and you can't really quibble much with Eli's season last year, can you?
No, Eli was, he carried this football team. Considering the fact that when you look at the Giants, and they were last in the NFL in rushing, and they were last in the NFL in yards per carry. Now, that all picked up when they got to the postseason, but they won games earlier in the year on Eli Manning, and on Eli Manning's arm, on Eli Manning's smarts. Look, I think what fans need to understand is Eli Manning is never going to be a quarterback rating, fantasy football knockout guy. Because part of what the Giants do offensively is they play a high-risk offense. You know, Phil Simms was telling me something that he had tracked last year. The Giants attempt more downfield passes than any team in the National Football League.
Look at all the big plays.
Yeah, where the ball travels in the air 20 or more yards. You know, a lot of the quarterbacks, it's a lot shorter routes, higher quarterback rating, fewer interceptions. But this Giant offense, Tom Coughlin is a risk taker when it comes to the passing game, and Eli Manning is going to throw the ball in some tight spots. They're going to challenge people down the field, and sometimes those passes get picked off. But, you know, I think Eli's always looking to drop that number, and I think, you know, if he could get through a season with maybe 12, it would probably be more satisfactory to him. But they'll trade off some of the turnovers for big plays any day.
No doubt about it. But they would prefer punts to turnovers, which is something Coach Coughlin does always talk about. 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Caller, go ahead.
My name is Gil, and I'm from the Bronx.
Go ahead, Gil. What's up, pal?
My name is Gil, and I'm from the Bronx.
Yeah, I know. What's on your mind?
I would like to know if Herzlick has overpassed Blackburn for the starting middle linebacker spot.
Interesting question. I think he's got an opportunity to do it. But, you know, I think when you've looked at the history of the Giants and what they prefer is that they prefer guys that have experience. And Chase Blackburn has a lot of experience. He's got a lot of working knowledge and a lot of know-how. And obviously he came in last year off the street and got that interception against Aaron Rodgers in his first game back, got the big interception in the Super Bowl. You know, I think if you're leaning one way or another, John, I think that probably leans toward Blackburn, but it's not out of the question that Herzlick could supplant him at some point.
Yeah, I tend to agree, and he's had some good showings here at training camp, and he did pretty well in the preseason game last Friday as well. 518-437-3774. And, Bob, one other piece of news from practice today I want to get to before we get back to the phones here. Ramsey's Barnes did not practice. He's dealing with an ankle and a foot injury. And Jarrell Jernigan took advantage of the opportunity, getting some extra snaps. He had three really nice catches down the field.
Yeah, and one of the catches that he had along the left sideline, he beat Prince Amukamara down the sideline. And Eli, I'll tell you what, it was reminiscent of the throw he made to Manningham in the Super Bowl. Down the left sideline, they were in a cover two, and the safety was coming over, and the corner was dropping, and Eli put this arc on the ball, but with enough zip, and Jernigan made a nice catch along the sideline. Jernigan had a really good practice today. Now, he's got to do it in a game, though, because we saw for years with other guys that have been through here, you know, training camp.
Sonoris Moss.
Sonoris Moss is an example. Yeah, you know, you can look great all you want out here, and you can wow the coaches and wow the fans, but you got to do it in a game. And for Ramses Barden, who it looked like he was kind of coming on last year in that game against the Patriots during the regular season, then it just sort of petered out, and he had the terrible route running against the Jets, and he's got to go out here and win a job. It's not going to be handed to him based on draft status. He needs to earn his position.
All right, Bob, I want to go to a question from the web here. This one from BigBlueInteractive.com coming from Jen
BBI.
In D.C.
Nice.
You got it. We're all over the place here. Giants message boards, BBI, Twitter, you name it. Watching the first preseason game, it seemed like the most active player in the whole Giants defense was Dwayne Hendricks. An interesting name to bring up now considering all the injuries at defensive tackle. He's been around a while, I think since 2009.
Feels like he's been here forever.
Doesn't it? It seems like he was here in 2007, doesn't it? Is this a chance for Dwayne now to finally take advantage of an opportunity here and make this team?
This is it. This is how you do it. I mean, last year Manningham was slowed by his injuries, so Victor Cruz took advantage of some of those things. Here's where a guy like Dwayne Hendricks can finally, they've kept him around here for a reason. Like, you don't, when you think about the amount of guys that come out of college every year that get drafted and then get signed to free agents, and you think about all the other guys that don't get a contract and might have just missed getting signed someplace, and they're out on the street. Well, for him to be around as much as he's been around as a free agent, as a practice squad player, they think enough of him that there's something there, and now it's his time to go grab it because you start running out of chances.
And Coach has gone out of his way a couple times over the last few days to praise him and his effort and his constant good work ethic, and they're going to give him every opportunity, so we'll see what happens. Back to our phones at 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from? Cole, are you there? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Brad from Syracuse.
Go ahead, Brad. What's up, pal? You're on the air, man. What's your question?
Yeah, I was at training camp on Sunday, and I noticed that we had Hickson, Cruz, Jarrell Jernigan. They were all taking special teams receptions, and I was wondering who we think would be.
You could throw Randall in that mix, too. He's been returning punts as well, Bob.
Reuben Randall's been returning punts.
Holsley.
Yeah, Holsley's been out there. I think they even had De Palma out there.
And David Douglas was supposed to get some work on kicks
as well.
David
Douglas. I think, look, for the Giants, it's whoever performs. I mean, their best kickoff returner over the last 4 years has been Hixon, but he's been hurt. Their kick and punt return games are just, they were non-existent last year. I mean, I know that Coach Coughlin, the most important thing is ball security, and he'd rather have a guy back there call for a fair catch and not turn the ball over. But there comes a point where you need to change field position and you need to make plays. And I think throughout the course of these preseason games, everybody's going to get a shot. You know, they've got to do better than, you know, the 4 or 5 yards of punt return and the 21.2 yards on kickoff return or whatever it is. They've got to use that more as a weapon.
And Coach Coughlin said to me in our pregame radio interview last week that we haven't been able to figure this thing out for 3 years, and he likes the stable of guys that are there. But is it going to be a deal, Bob, where the guy who wins that third wide receiver spot, whether it's Hixon or Randall or Jernigan, are they going to risk using him on punts, or is that going to take him out of the mix and they'll go to somebody else?
Well, maybe it's whoever wins your fourth receiver spot.
Right.
You know, somewhere along the way. And whoever that person is going to have to also be good on punt and kick coverage. Gunner's on the punt team. But, you know, at some point you got to look for a guy that's going to be a bit of a weapon. And you've got to look for somebody that's going to actually make a big play. I know you want to play it conservatively, but, you know, how many times last year were the Giants preparing for games where we can't punt it to that guy, we got to be really careful in our kicking? That puts a lot of pressure on you. They need to turn the tables and put pressure on somebody else and say, hey, if we don't kick the ball in the right spot, that guy could take it the other way against us.
And the Giants won the Super Bowl last year a lot on big plays from the defense and from the offense. If you get special teams so that, they can be very, very dangerous. Back to the phones at 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Timothy Phipps, Jackson, New Jersey.
What's up, Tim? How are you, pal?
I'm fine.
What's up?
Timothy Phipps, Jackson, New Jersey.
Yeah, yep, what's on your mind, Tim?
I got a question for you.
Sure.
With Hakeem Nicks activated from the PUP list, will Travis Beckham, Chris Canty, and Chris Clinton pass their physical?
I think that's going to be a bit of wait-and-see game here, especially for Canty and Sintum. It's going to be a little while before these guys get back on the field recovering from pretty serious knee injuries.
Yeah, and first of all, you got to categorize them, too.
Correct.
Chris Canty is a proven commodity who played huge for the Giants down the stretch. For a guy like Sintum, you know, who knows if he was even going to make the team last year when he got hurt in that last preseason game. So, you know, as far as where these guys fit into the mix, Canty, you know, when he's back and healthy, you'll put him back in your rotation. I don't know if there's a roster spot for Clint Sintum, you know, at this point in time. When you look at who they have at linebacker and the way guys are performing, is he another IR guy for another year? I mean, is it an injury set? Like, what do you do? Because if you don't see him play and you had doubts if he was going to make the team last year, you can't really count on a guy like that. And I think with Travis Beckham, just talking with Mike Pope, position coach, the tight ends coach, I thought they, in the second half of last year, there were some things that they started to see out of him where it was starting to click for him a little bit. And I think, you know, he's got a chance to be a contributor here when he gets healthy.
And again, that was a serious knee injury. We'll see when he gets back in rehab and gets to the point where he can
But I think
really
he's doing pretty well, all in all, as far as the recovery is concerned. And then it's individually, it's how a guy recovers.
All right, let's go to Twitter now, Bob. Send in your questions to Giants Chat. This one comes from Thomas M. Any closer to a decisive number three wide receiver decision? Is Ruben Randall showing the necessary maturity and grasp of the playbook to win that job? What do you hear?
Here's what I hear. They played one preseason game.
They did have a touchdown in that preseason.
They played one preseason game. They only practiced once a day. There's a lot to be decided between now and September the 5th when the Giants take on the Dallas Cowboys in the opening night of the NFL season. For us to sit here right now and say that guys have a leg up or whatever, I've been to way too many training camps to see things change. It's just too early to answer that question.
518-437-3774, 518-437-3774. And, of course, the quarterback that's delivering passes to all those different Giant wide receivers is Eli Manning. He had a chance to talk to the media earlier in the day, and he spoke about how the team performed on Friday night against the Jaguars.
You know, I thought the first unit was pretty good. You know, some, obviously some things we can clean up, but you know, very close to being very good. And but yeah, I thought the eyes were sharp. I got you know, running around well, and you know, close to scoring on all three possessions that we had. But I think overall it'll be something to learn from a few things, and we can improve on it, though.
Was that as sharp as you guys did in your first preseason game that you can remember?
I can't recall, every first preseason game, but I thought the unit, first unit was good. And from our first drive, went down there, at least got a few first downs, moved the ball, didn't score on that one. But after that, got a touchdown and field goal, and, did really well. I thought the second unit came in, did well as also, and did some good things. So, I think, some of the young guys, receivers and skill guys who were going to, possibly be on the team got some stuff to learn and get better. And I think the game is the best way to learn it, because you don't know what plays going to be called next, and you're going to see different styles of defense, different techniques that defenses play that our defense doesn't, and you got to adjust and know what to do, and that's where you truly kind of learn the concepts of exactly what we need to do as an offense.
And again, you don't want to get too wrapped up, Bob, in terms of what the first team offense does in a couple series in the first preseason game. Let's not go nuts here. This is Eli Manning. This is Victor Cruz. This is an offensive line that, for the most part, minus Kareem McKenzie, is coming back intact from last season. You got to feel good about that group.
Oh, there's no question about that, John. And I think for me, the way I start to judge the team is when we get into the second preseason game and then obviously the third preseason game. Do the Giants starters leave the game with the lead or close to the lead or in a competitive game? And how did they look in that sequence? Again, the first preseason game, it is what it is. You're getting out there. You're getting used to the timing mechanisms and everything else. But, listen, when you look at what they have offensively, and I expect they're going to run the ball a lot better this year than they have last year,
can't
obviously.
Can't be any worse, really. 32nd in the league.
And we saw what happened last year in the playoffs when they started running it better. Right. They became a much more balanced team. And I think we'll see improvement this week against the Jets.
Back to our phones at 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Nate Cashman Jackson from Atlanta, Georgia.
Go ahead, man. What's up?
The question is this. We had the coach resign, and we had Eli there for a long term. Do you think we have the opportunity to be called a dynasty team since we won two out of the last 5 years, and if you think this year is the most pivotal year yet?
Dynasty, if the Giants went and won the Super Bowl this year, they'd be a mini dynasty. I think long gone are the decade dynasties that we saw prior to the advent of free agency. In the 80s and the 70s and 60s, you had some dominant teams. I think there's just so much changing that goes on in the NFL right now.
3 and 6 years is pretty good, though.
If they were to win that. 3 and 6, I don't know. To me, it's 3 and 5. If you win in 07, you win in 11. That's a 4-year span. That's
right.
Normally how we count things. People are saying it's 5. Where do you start the counting from?
Right.
But if they were able to go to the Super Bowl again, and I think one of the things, you really think about the 08 season and the lost opportunity with the whole thing with Plaxico Burress, and they were the best. They were, in my opinion, they would have gone back to back. So I think there's an opportunity for that. But that's for us to talk about. That's for you, the fans, to talk about. They don't think about that.
Just win.
They don't really think about dynasties and can we be called a dynasty or not. It's like they're just worried about the next practice. They're worried about being off tomorrow. They're happy to be getting out of here in training camp. And then they're worrying about their next practice.
And then, of course, the preseason game on Saturday against the Jets. 518-437-3774. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mr. Smell, good afternoon. Mr. Paul Popper, thank you for your perspective. This is James calling from Virginia. How you doing today?
James, what's up, man?
How are you, James?
Hey, my question is this. Looking at the offensive line play from this first game, if injury continues to happen, because, of course, we know about Will Beatty, would it be a big stretch to see them try to call back Sean Andrews or any former tackles or such?
How about
if the
McKenzie
rookies don't step up the game?
It's possible.
They want B to be the left tackle, though. If he's healthy, they want him there.
If he can be.
Right.
He's got to be healthy, and then he's got to play well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, at the end of the day, despite what some would say about David Deal, he was the starting left tackle on 2 Super Bowl champion teams.
And some of the best running teams in Giants history.
Right. You can't take that away. I think there's a lot of different things you can do with this offensive line. I think there's people that you can move around. Kevin Booth gives you tremendous flexibility. Mitch Petras last year, when called upon, got the job done in the interior. You know the deal. If you had to move him to the left side, play the left side. They've got James Brewer, who was a guy that they drafted, who was kind of a projected guy that at some point you got to start seeing some dividends. So, you know, I don't think they're necessarily going to be calling people back in unless they get hit with a rash of injuries. And then all bets are off. But I think the group that they have assembled here is a group that they'll go with.
Let's go to Twitter.
No, we forgot Sean Locklear, too.
Of course, a veteran that, you know, can play right or left tackle.
Exactly. So I think they're pretty, between youth and veteran players, I think they're in pretty good shape.
All right, back to Twitter this time. Hashtag Giants Chat. Send in your question. We'll give them to Bob live here. This one from ENT. How long will it take for David Wilson to supplant DJ Ware as a number two back? And he's kind of looking at it as a fait accompli, I suppose.
Well, Wilson's tremendously talented.
How explosive is that guy?
The guy is really good. Now, Ware obviously knows all the calls. He knows the playbook. He knows all of his roles. That's going to be hard. That's hard for a rookie to overcome. And pass protection is obviously really important because you see with some of the other teams in the NFL, when you don't have good pass protection, your quarterback gets destroyed. And when they had Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw, those guys were really good blockers. So you've got to be able to block, and DJ Ware knows the protections, not going to get your quarterback killed. With that said, DJ Ware can't take a handoff, wiggle through a hole, and go 60 yards for a touchdown. Just not happening. Wilson can do that. And when he gets his opportunities, he's got to make big plays, and then you'll see him have more opportunities.
And Eli Manning called DJ Ware the best route runner of all his running backs the other day as well. So he can do all those little things.
He's a good route runner, but Wilson's natural talent is going to take care of a lot of that business.
518-437-3774. Also on Twitter at hashtag Giants Chat. Back to Twitter. This one from MadDog254. Do you think Isaiah Standback will find a way to make this roster?
You know, I really like him personally.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy, and he's one of the nicest guys to my son, Will. When my son Will comes around, you know, Isaiah is a great guy. Here's the deal with him. He's a good receiver. He knows what he's doing out there. But when you're in a position like that, like Michael Clayton was in past years and like Devin Thomas was in past years, you better have a spot on special teams and be really good at it. And for Isaiah Standback to be on this football team, there's got to be one area of special teams in which he's going to excel at. And until he shows that, it's going to be hard for him to make this team because there's some of these other young free agent receivers that are special teams guys. And when you're looking for that last wide receiver, the coaches are going to sit there and say, well, how's he on punt coverage? How's he on kick coverage? Return game, can he help us? And if a guy can't, the guy that can help in those areas is going to get a roster spot, and Standback's got to show it in games on special teams.
I want to jump ahead here and go back to Giants quarterback Eli Manning. And he had a chance to talk to the media earlier at camp about one of his new weapons. That's tight end Martellus Bennett. Coming over from the Dallas Cowboys, Eli has been pretty happy with the job Martellus has done filling in at tight end.
I mean, I think the tight end is capable of, you know, getting a lot of balls in this offense and catching a lot of things. So, you know, we pretty much have a tight end in on every set that we have. And so, you know, he should have lots of opportunities to get catches. So, you know, we try to do, you know, if the defense is trying to take away Akeem and Victor, you know, tight end should have a lot of one-on-one matches, on a linebacker. So, you know, we're just looking for mismatches. And I think with, you know, Martellus probably, more athletic than maybe some of the tight ends we have getting in and out of breaks and stuff, he should be able to, you know, have some catches. So I don't know how many he'll have. That'll just all depends on what defenses are giving us.
What did you see from David Wilson?
Well, I thought David ran hard. He showed some physical running ability right there, and so that's what you'd like to see. He has quickness. Obviously, had a couple big runs where he's breaking it over 10 yards. So, good kickoff return, which was nice. So, you know, those things are good, and obviously a very physical and strong runner, and still got a lot to learn. From some aspects of the passing game, but that just comes with time and more reps. So I think it's good for him to get into a game situation and I think for a lot of the young guys, they truly start to understand, you know, they think they know the offense and they're out for a game and they kind of realize, you know, what they need to work on.
That's Eli on Martellus Bennett and on David Wilson. And Bob had a chance to sit down with Martellus Bennett. Now, this is your first time face-to-face with Marty B., I think, right, Bob? At least in an interview standpoint.
I've interviewed him on my Sirius XM NFL radio show before. But, yeah, this is the first time in person with him.
Fascinating.
Fascinating young man.
Tease it for us. It's going to be on the training camp, Access Blue training camp
Giants
edition.
Access Blue training camp edition. Channel 9 in the New York area, Saturday night at 11 o'clock. So after the Giants play the Jets, flip over to Channel 9. You don't want to miss my interview with Martellus Bennett. Let's just put it this way. He's a free spirit. He's a free spirit. He's a lot of fun. And I think one of the things that's kind of neat is the way he's fitting in. Because when you see the interview with him, you would say, how's that guy fitting in? But he seems to be fitting in pretty well.
518-437-3774. You wouldn't think he would be a Coughlin type of guy, but he said, Coughlin says, I like guys with personality. I like free spirits.
Tom is understanding.
As long as he does his job on the field.
Right, and you know he made a really nice catch today in practice down the left sideline, so that's good stuff.
518-437-3774. Cole, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Billy from the Bronx.
What's up, Billy?
The Bronx.
And, I was wondering, with the injury to Terrell Thomas, is there a dark horse in the secondary that could play nickel corner so that Antoine Roe could play his natural safety position?
Good question.
I think there's a couple opportunities there. You got the rookie,
Hosley, the third-round
draft pick, who really gets it. He's a really fun guy to watch, and he's a football player kind of guy. All right, here's what I mean by that. They're all football players. But there's certain guys that sort of breathe and just sort of feel like they're all about the game and trying to get better. Student of the game, I think he's got that. And last year when they signed Justin Tryon, I mean, he's a small guy. He's the guy that played through the broken arm last year and got put on IR. I think they view him as the prototypical sort of slot corner. And I think if they can get some combination of this group and somebody to take that role and give them consistency, you don't want Antrell having to do that again. He did it last year. Had to do it by necessity because of all the injuries that they had at corner, starting in training camp and into the season. But I think Hosley or a guy like Tryon can really sort of satisfy that need and keep Antrell. Because when you keep Antrell role at his safety position, that free safety position, he's a playmaker.
Yeah.
And by having to play nickel corner, you lose some of that. So if any of these guys can assume that role, and those are two guys that jump out to me as guys that can do it, I think it's better for the Giants overall.
I want to stick in the same position group and go back to Twitter here. This question comes in. Will Prince Amukamara be the Giants' starting quarterback across from Corey Webster opening night against the Dallas Cowboys?
Probably.
Can you give you a percentage on that?
Well, most likely they're not going to have Terrell Thomas back.
Right? Odds are no, correct.
Odds are no. So I think it's Prince Amukamara's job to kind of lose unless – you know, he really doesn't play well the rest of the preseason, and someone just comes in, lights out. But I think for the most part, he's going to be the starter that night.
518-437-3774. 518-437-3774. Cole, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Adam. I'm from Florida.
What's up, Adam?
Since Akeem Nicks has passed his physical test, when will we see him in the game action?
Well, he can practice on Monday, and Bob, then we'll see what happens from there. But I imagine they're going to take it slow with him.
Yeah, my guess is you won't see Akeem Nicks play in a game until the opener.
You don't think we'll get him for a series in the fourth preseason game?
Maybe. My guess is you might get him out there for one series just so he can be in a game, but I don't think you're going to really see him play much in the preseason. He's just too valuable. You want to make sure he's completely recovered. And, yeah, I know the timing will be off a little bit, but the man is a baller. He's an outstanding football player who knows how to attack the football. And, he's one of the better receivers in the NFL right now.
And I've made this point before. Even if his injury is healed, you want to make sure he has his cardio back, his football legs underneath him, because he's had muscle injuries, other leg injuries in the past. If you rush him back from this and he's not ready to play a full game, he's going to hurt something else.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. And that's why maybe, as you said, the last preseason game, does he get a series in there just to get in a little game, get hit a little bit? It could possibly happen, but you're not going to see him play many snaps in this preseason, and rightfully so.
Bob, final thought out of you as we head back to Jersey from Albany. What are you looking for as the Giants play their second preseason game against the Jets?
I'm looking for them to run the football maybe a little bit better than they did in the game against Jacksonville. Just play a little bit more consistently. God forbid any of those punt returners muff punts. We already heard about that from Jacksonville. I mean, I'd like to see a little bit better play in the special teams as far as the return game is concerned and get excited about that stuff. Then I'm curious to just see how some of the linebackers play and some of these young guys in the secondary.
Bob, pleasure to have you up here. Thank you very much. We'll see you back in Jersey.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's get the season here, buddy.
And that's all the time we have for Big Blue Kickoff Live presented by Andrew Mark right here on Giants.com. A huge shout-out and thanks to the Ferro Production crew. They did a huge and a great job getting this thing done all during training camp. Joe in charge, his new little friend, Moose and Frankie on camera, Jamie at the controls. You got Dave back there doing audio, Swenson on graphics, and of course, Nolan puts on a mic like Nick G and Grande and the boot on tape back there too. Great job by the interns. Everybody, great job. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back in New Jersey. We're heading home. Stay off I-87, folks. We'll see you in a couple of days from the Tyvek Performance Center.